Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, I know, talking with people that were at the game, the score really didn't tell the whole story about how well your team played, did it?
Well, first of all, give Wisconsin credit. You know, they're a very good team that's playing exceptionally well right now. So, you know, a lot of times it's not who you play, but when you play them. And unfortunately for us, they're playing at a real high level. So I certainly don't want to take anything away from the way they played and what they did. But, you know, when you get beat 6-1, yeah, you question that. But there were a lot of good things we did. We actually played in certain areas. We did very, very, very well, particularly in the offensive zone. We were able to generate shots. We got pucks to the net. We were able to create some chaos. There were some flurries where she was scrambling. And that's what we need to do against this team. And when you do that, that's when you hope you can find a loose puck and get a stick on it and get it past her. And, you know, great goal by Berge. You know, she's, you know, 5 games in a row. It's pretty remarkable that she scored. But we were just a little bit too loose in our end. And when I say loose, we need to be grittier. We need to be nastier around our net. There should be a no trespass zone that anybody in the opposite color should not be able to just stand there. And, you know, we just need to get grittier in those areas, because too many times yesterday, Kelly, their players scored and we were right next to them. And this is one of Coach Peter's favorite sayings, you know, you're standing there patting them on the back. You're the first one to congratulate them after they score. I mean, if you're there, then do something. Don't just stand there. That's what I said. We got to get a little meaner and nastier and you know, get after it and not let them have those free whacks at pucks, because every one of their goals, I mean, the first goal is a great passing play that by them, and Clark tipped it in right at the top of the crease. Their power play goal was a deflection, you know, on a shot from the back. You know, the player definitely shot towards McGivin's stick, which is a great play by them. But all the other goals were loose puck scrambles around our net where we just did not get sticks and get bodies out of the way. And Britt played a phenomenal game, and you know, she gets scored on 6 times, and you wonder, but she was phenomenal. So again, a lot of positive things. We just got to get better in some areas. We just got to get grittier, and I think if we do that, we're gonna be in a game today.
You mentioned those Wisconsin goals that were within that 2-foot perimeter of the crease, and I saw some pictures on Twitter taken by the gal that works for the Bemidji Pioneer, and I know exactly what you're talking about. There was one picture where you saw the two players in front of Britt, and they're like right next to each other, and they're both smiling. Obviously, it's a game to have fun, but you got to be a little mean out there, don't you?
Well, it's just, you know, those are areas where, you know, and again, they got some great players. Abby Rock's just a strong player. You know, she picked up 2 of those goals in front of the net, and we just need to do a better job of you know, getting after, getting her stick up, trying to box her out. And we can. You know, it's not like we can't do it. And, you know, that's the great thing about a 2-game series is, you know, the Friday one's done and over with, and today's a new opportunity.
Is it possible? I know I watched the men's game last night and listened to Schultze and Biss call it. Is it easy to kind of pull off of their success and the energy here in the hallway? Obviously, these two teams share the weight rooms and the locker rooms right down the hall from each other, but do you feel that energy kind of passing on to your women's team?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no question. There's anytime, you know, there's excitement here. When one of the teams is doing well, there's no question the other team can feed off it, because there definitely is a positive vibe. And that was a big win for the men's team last night. You know, they battled, they scrapped, and I know a lot of our players were there watching it, and they can certainly take something from that game, and just in terms of staying after it, because, you know, Michigan Tech kind of took it to us for the first 2 periods, but we kept battling. Bitsy played an outstanding game, and we had a great 3rd period, and that's what we need to do against this Wisconsin team. We need to just keep battling, keep working hard, give ourselves a chance, help Britt out, and if we can get to that 3rd period in a situation like that, hey, I'll take it.
February 1st was Girls and Women in Sports Day nationally, the 31st annual. BSU is celebrating that today. Why is this so important right now?
Well, I just think it's anytime you can celebrate, you know, girls and women in sports, it's a positive. I think it's just a tremendous opportunity to not only recognize it, but showcase some outstanding women at our level. And it's not just that hockey players, but they're just quality people. And on both sides, both Wisconsin and Bemidji have great people representing their universities. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously women's athletics has come such a long way. But this is quality hockey that people are watching, and it's being played by, you know, a group of wonderful women on both sides. And just, again, anytime you can honor and recognize that, that's a special thing.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here against this Badger team, as good as they are?
Well, let's have a good start, Kelly. A couple Saturdays ago against Duluth, we didn't have such a good start after a tough Friday with it when Stoller scored 8 seconds in the game. But we need a good start. I told them today in our meeting, our video session, I like the way we're playing. Let's continue to play like we're playing. We're playing hard. We're playing fast. Let's just get a little grittier and do a little better job on our end. But we also need to make sure we slow them down. You know, too many times we all three of our forwards got trapped and it allowed a 3-on-2 the other way. And that's where Wisconsin's so dangerous, is you give them an opportunity on the transition, they're going to make you pay. And at least two of their goals were the direct result of that. So need to do a better job in those areas and then continue to try to create chaos. And let's see if we can't get a few buyer.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.